Clail, discuss the changing world, 2.
Unit 1. Pandemic and People's Lifestyle. Introduction. A. Listen to the following news story and fill in the blanks. The Central Japan Railway Company set up Zoom booths on some of its Shinkansen bullet trains in May 2022. The S-Work Car, which allows passengers to work easily with a PC, can be found in the No. 7 car of the Nozomi Super Express on the Tokaido and Sanyo Shinkansen lines. The booth is a private room that can be used for short meetings, web conferencing, or telephone calls, without people having to worry about disturbing other passengers. With the increase in ICT-based telework due to the COVID-19 pandemic, working styles are not tied to a particular place, and web conferencing is expanding. In light of this increasing demand for new ways of working, the railway company has made new efforts, such as an improvement in the in-car Wi-Fi environment and the launch of this service for business travelers. With the smoking ban on trains coming into force in 2020, the company replaced smoking cars with these business booths. They are equipped with a table, chairs, and an electrical outlet and offer a single usage time of up to 30 minutes. Reading. A. What do you think? Passage 1. Infectious diseases have been around since the dawn of civilization. The earliest humans lived in small isolated communities, so they had limited opportunity to share viruses. However, people began to live in larger cities and more trade routes developed, bringing them into contact with more people. Urbanization created denser neighborhoods and airline flights enabled humans to interact over wider areas. Exposure to diseases gave people some level of immunity. Better understanding of transmission led to improved sanitation, and vaccines have eliminated some diseases. In the COVID-19 pandemic, governments asked citizens to keep a certain distance from each other. People also started to use digital devices for both socializing and business so that they could maintain connections without meeting each other in person. Passage 2. When the pandemic forced people to stay at home, social and business activities were interrupted for some time. However, Zoom meetings enabled them to keep in touch. From Zoom birthdays to Zoom weddings, the video conferencing tool created a safer alternative to in-person events. In December 2019, before the pandemic started, Zoom had about 10 million daily users. A year later, it had 350 million daily meeting participants. Now that pandemic restrictions have eased, people have resumed in-person events. However, they have developed new habits and have accepted that they do not need to meet others face-to-face every time. Office employers plan to use a hybrid work model, where their employees can work either at the office or from home. Passage 3. By the end of 2022, people had been wearing masks for almost 2 years, and an increasing number of young people in Japan have become reluctant to show their faces without a mask. They say they will continue wearing a mask. According to a survey in March 2021, people are more conscious of hiding their faces than trying to prevent infection. Some say that if they wear a mask, they do not have to wear makeup. Others say that they can hide an unshaven face or make their face look smaller. Some people also think that a mask is now part of their face. They are especially reluctant to show their face to people they met after the pandemic started. Data. A. Study the figures and fill in the blanks. Figure 1 shows face masks and facial expressions. Face masks cover the middle and the lower portions of the face. Therefore, facial expressions involving the mouth, lips, teeth, and nose are masked during interpersonal communication. Picture A shows a smiley face. It is perceived when the corners of the lips rise upward. With face masks, happiness can be seen on the face by looking at the wrinkles at the edge of the eyes. Picture B shows a sad face. Eyebrows and the corners of the lips move downward. But because of the masks, we can see only eyebrows. Picture C shows anger. Its facial expression emphasizes the downward and central movement of eyebrows and the angry eyes. We cannot see the expression from the lips because they are covered by the masks. Picture D shows expressions of surprise and shock. They are usually formed of elevated eyebrows and a raised upper lip, but the lip is covered by the masks. As shown in Figure 2, transparent face masks can preserve the importance of facial expressions during interpersonal communication. By using them, different feelings can easily be picked up through the individual's facial reactions and expressions. Data. B. Study the figure and fill in the blanks. 1. Figure 3 shows how people guess about their lifestyle in a year's time. It shows what percentage of the respondents answered that they would do the things listed in the graph more often. 2. The survey was conducted by NLI Research Institute in 2021. 3. In December 2021, 72.2% of the respondents said that people would continue wearing masks and social distancing. 4. More respondents agreed with this idea than in July 2021. 5. As for going out, 50.6% of the respondents said people would go shopping at stores. 6. However, the number declined from July. 7. Also, 38.7% of them said people would work more from home. 8. Asked about working style, 45.4% of the respondents said the number of business trips would decrease and people would have more online meetings. 9. Only 27.5% of them said people would enjoy parties with coworkers, and the number decreased from July. Sharing your thoughts. B. Express your opinion. Sample conversation.
The pandemic has continued for about 2 years, and people have become accustomed to the new way of life. After the pandemic, do you think our lifestyle will change?
I don't think so. For example, we've learned how convenient online meetings are. Many people will continue having meetings without meeting face-to-face.
Do you think face-to-face communication will decrease?
Yes, I do. For example, parties used to be important in business for socializing, but we've got used to life without parties. Many people will use their time for other things.